in darkness, are starving for life's giving bread. They perished in them. We had Jesus to save them as died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. It's a real pleasure to be coming to all the listeners with this short gospel message. The Lord has been good to us, and we want to tell his power to save and keep from sin. Should you be one of those who are now hearing the broadcast for the first time, I would like for you to know that we print and mail these messages weekly. You can have them sent to you and read right there in your own home without cost or obligation to you. We endeavor to do this work for the Lord without putting a price on it. We trust the Lord to supply the means and keep the message going forth on the air and also in print. We look to the Lord that he will speak to the ones who are willing to help us share the cost of this endeavor. If you get a blessing from the message, we would be happy to hear from you this week. Or, if we may be of help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your correspondence to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking. In recent weeks, we've had messages concerning the trial of your faith. In fact, we pointed out the example of Job and how God tried his faith, yet he remained faithful to the Lord. The correspondence of those who've written us recently indicate that these scriptures have proved a blessing to them. I believe this is true because they have been experiencing trials and they have felt the need of the sustaining hand of God, either through affliction or a spiritual battle. So listen to the reading of this scripture from Isaiah 43:1-2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. To me, this scripture is a blessing. Just to think that I belong to God and he is mine, that thought within itself is sustaining and comforting in the time of trial. First, I belong to God by reason of creation. Some may believe otherwise, but as for me, I accept the teaching of the Word which says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Not only did he create them, but the Word also tells us that he formed a man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. Therefore, I belong to him by virtue of his creation. Secondly, I belong to him because of the redemption price paid on Calvary's cross. Thirdly, I belong to God because of my own free will and choice. I am not forced to serve God. I do it because I choose to do so. I serve him because I take delight in his will. I do it because I love him. His commandments are not grievous because of our love for the truth. There's one particular part of this first verse, which I would especially like for you to notice. It says, "Thou art mine." Could God say this of you? You are His by right of creation, but do you belong to Him also because of your free will and choice? Can He say of you, "Thou art mine"? Let us not draw back, but may we be as clay in the hands of the potter. Then I believe God will mold each one into a vessel of honor. Should there be some passing through trials who are listening to this broadcast today, and you've not found the strength and comfort which comes to one who has surrendered their lives to God, let me urge you, find a place of prayer. Pour out your heart to the Lord. Tell Him of your troubles, and then also pledge your allegiance to Him. Promise to be His, whether in life or in death. Then He can say of you, "Thou art mine." Sometimes examples are worth more than words. So we're going to spend a few moments now and use the time for a letter from one of God's own little ones. This letter comes from Woolsey, South Dakota. Patsy will read it for us.
Dear Brother and Sister Murphy, greetings to all in the holy name of our precious Lord Jesus. I have intended to write you for some time, but have let the cares of this busy season on the farm delay my good intentions. One night, as in great weariness I retired to rest, these lines came to my mind. It isn't the thing you do, dear, it's the thing you leave undone that gives you a bit of heartache at the setting of the sun. The tender word forgotten, the letter you did not write, the kindly deed you might have done, are your haunting ghost at night. As I waited on the Lord this morning in prayer, I was again reminded of the neglected correspondence, and I promised the Lord, if He would help me to read a portion of His word at that early hour, I would get this letter in the mail today. The Lord answered prayer. He is so good to me. The mission trail is such a blessing and encouragement to our souls. I read it on Sunday after our Sunday school lesson. Of course, I always read it from beginning to end as soon as it arrives, too. As I read, "The trial of your faith is precious," in this week's mission trail, I thought how true it has been in my life. Trials never seem to come singly. The Lord has never failed me, though trials come in quick succession. The Lord becomes more precious day by day as I draw closer to Him. His magnificence, power, love, mercy, and grace grow greater in my sight, and I grow smaller and more unworthy. Before we call, He will often answer, "Bless His holy name." There is nothing impossible with God, and it is only as I limit His power by disobedience or lack of faith that I fail to receive the blessings He has for me. The trying of your faith worketh patience. Of late, the Lord has given me such sweet understanding of His word, and my soul is blessed beyond measure, sorrowful yet always rejoicing. The following poem has been an encouragement to me. Against a Thorn. Once I heard a song of sweetness as it cleft the morning air, sounding in its blessed completeness like a tender, pleading prayer. And I sought to find the singer whence the wondrous song was born, and I found a bird sore wounded, pinioned by a cruel thorn. I have seen a soul in sadness, while its wings with pain were furled, giving hope and cheer and gladness that should bless a weeping world. And I knew that life of sweetness was of pain and sorrow born, and a stricken soul was singing with its breast against a thorn. You're told of one who loved you, of a Savior crucified. You're told of nails that pinioned and a spear that pierced His side. You're told of cruel scourging and a Savior bearing scorn, and He died for our salvation with His brow against a thorn. You are not above the Master. Will you breathe a sweet refrain? And His grace will be sufficient when your heart is pierced with pain. Will you live to bless His loved ones, though your life be bruised and torn, like the bird that sang so sweetly with its heart against a thorn? May the dear Lord bless you all and keep you in health, and bless the work you are doing for Him. Lovingly and prayerfully, Sister Olive McFarling.
Thank you, Sister McFarling from Woolsey, South Dakota. Your words of encouragement are a blessing to us, and we believe they will be a help also to those who hear the broadcast. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our gracious Father, Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're glad that we can say, Thou art mine. We pray that each of your children may so live that thou can say of them, Thou art mine, and I will never leave thee or forsake thee. Bless the words of the message today to every listener, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a song entitled, Your Roses May Have Thorns. The singers are Austis Wilson, Maybelle Pruitt, Marie Miles, and Willie Murphy.
The peaceful day may change to raging tempest, but know that after tempest comes a calm, and know that after night must come the morning, and after sad bereavement healing balm. Your roses may have thorns, but your thorns may have some roses too. The Lord of great compassion loves you yet, and he will never fail to see you through. The withered flowers hold the seed of promise. The harbingers of spring. The trials that may often seem most bitter, they bring to you the joys that make you sing. Your roses may have thorns, but don't forget. Your thorns may have some roses too. The Lord of great compassion loves you yet, and he will never fail to see you through. The sorrows that have come to you unbidden have often brought a peace before unknown. The maker of your destiny is striving to fit your heart to be his royal throne.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, or if we may be of any help to you, be sure and let us know. And now until next Sunday at this same time over this same station, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you. A pleasant goodbye.
He will never fail to see you through.